Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day completing a great week. I hope it's been a great week for you. A week of Columbus Day. Or no, was that Indigenous Peoples Day? Or no, should it be Western Civ Day? That's an idea. I think it's a provocative idea by Paul Kangor. Paul is a friend of the show. He is a professor of political science and a prominent historian, a best-selling author, and director of the Faith and Freedom Institute at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Reach the conclusion of Western Civ Day, which he has proposed in one of his articles in American Spectator. But first, we have to answer a question that we've posed on this show earlier in the week, which is, okay, of all the people running for the U.S. Senate, and there literally have been thousands of them in many, many years, for many, many years, people of very strange backgrounds have decided to run for the Senate. But Paul Kangor has a piece called Meet John Fetterman, America's Weirdest Senate Candidate Ever. And, okay, Paul, you're on. What is it that makes John Fetterman, the Democratic nominee who's running against Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, what makes this Democratic candidate so very, very weird?
Well, you know, Michael, first of all, there's his physical appearance, right? So the guy's like 6'8", and he weighs at least 300 pounds. He's got tattoos. He's got these weird tattoos, nine of them with numbers on them. I mean, it's just, and the numbers are apparently, I think, relate to people who were killed during his tenure as mayor of Braddock, which is Western Pennsylvania, kind of a borough up from the Monongahela River, old steel town borough. He also has on his right forearm a rectangle, which appears to cover up a tattoo, and that's from his, I think he covered up in his first Senate bid back in 2015, and that says something like, "I will make you hurt," is what it originally said.
I've researched that because it's such a mystery. It's a huge rectangle. Yeah. I mean, it covers most of his huge forearm. And by the way, he lost weight for this Senate race. His weight, he said, was over 400 pounds. So yeah. not many Senate candidates of that size and scope.
King Kong Bundy. Are you a wrestling fan? Did you ever hear of King Kong Bundy from old studio wrestling?
No, I'm older than that. I remember the intelligent sensational Destroyer or Gorgeous George, people like that.
How about George the Animal Steel? Do you remember George the Animal Steel?
I don't.
He
I remember Haystacks Calhoun. Do you remember Haystacks Calhoun?
I absolutely remember Haystacks Calhoun.
He was 600 pounds.
Yeah, he kind of looks like more of a cross maybe between Haystacks Calhoun and Uncle Fester. From the Adams family, maybe. Am I making fun of his looks? Yeah, I mean, I am, but that's part of the whole thing.
Apparently they have photographs of what his right forearm looked like before it was covered up with this huge black rectangle, and it had in all capital letters, "I will hurt you." Mm-hmm. Which I think they decided was not a good message for a candidate for public office.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, you don't picture that. You know, that doesn't exactly make you think of, you know, Mitch McConnell or Charlie Schumer, right? and in fact, if he gets into the Senate, he's presumably, I don't think he's going to wear a suit. I think he's going to wear his hoodie. That he wears all the time. I mean,
and the nylon shorts, right? Even in the wintertime?
Yeah, and probably will be literally waving his rainbow flag and his legalized marijuana flag, which he's been hanging from, you know, the state's lieutenant governor office since 2019. So, you know, that's another really weird thing about him. And so in a sense, you think, and it's funny, I came out of the gym earlier today and I walked by like an old Jeep Cherokee, and it had a Steelers sticker on it, right? Pittsburgh Steelers, and it said Fetterman underneath it. And I thought, no. I mean, you got the wrong guy here, right? If you think Fetterman is like this steel worker, MAGA Republican, you know, rural guy, the kind of guy you'd see in a bar in Western PA, he looks like a biker. Okay, he looks like that, but the guy is a Bernie Sanders Democrat. He's a far left-wing, soft-on-crime Democrat who, when he was on the parole board, let all kinds of people out on bail. He's much more from the whole you defund the police wing of the party. And yet, and here's my point in my Spectator piece on how weird the guy is. He had this crazy incident back in 2013 when he's mayor of Braddock and he hears gunshots. He sees a black jogger jog by, and Michael, he pulls a shotgun out. This is the mayor, Fetterman, from the back seat of his car, right? A shotgun. It's not like a concealed carry permit, maybe a handgun. The guy pulls a shotgun from the back of his car, holds up the black jogger, tells him to stop, and this, mind you, is a liberal, a soft on crime progressive. And by the way, I should add here, if you had a Republican candidate who did something like this, I mean, did Donald Trump ever pull a gun on a black jogger in Manhattan? He's gotten away with it.
And the idea is, I mean, there should be a crime, right, for impersonating a blue-collar, hard-working American. That's not his background. His family was wealthy, and basically he's been supported by his own inheritance. All those years he was mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, apparently he was working as mayor as a volunteer because he was too rich to take any money from it.
He sponged off his parents. And in fact, getting back to this kind of weird lawlessness about the guy, you decriminalize marijuana, holding up a black jogger, and then at the same time, also wanting to let people off on the parole board. And we've known about this since 2015, 2016. The man doesn't pay his taxes. And when he has like three dozen tax liens against him. In fact, I've got the article in front of me, totaling $18,692 for unpaid property taxes from 2006 to 2019. The school district, the Woodland Hills School District, which a lot of great local Pittsburgh athletes have come from, sued Fetterman twice over unpaid tax bills. He had these default judgments against him. And this is a guy who's a champion of the public schools, right? Quote, make sure our public schools have the funding they need. So you know, this kind of big man for big government is this big time tax evader of all things. And then he's also big on canceling student debt on top of that. So he's got all these really weird contradictions. It's goofy. The whole thing's bizarre.
Well, let us hope that he doesn't work out all these contradictions on the floor of the United States Senate or holding the deciding vote, which it could very well be as to whether it is a Republican-controlled or Democratic-controlled Senate. Certainly, I do hope that most people on the conservative side will rally behind Dr. Oz. Okay, that brings me to another question of rallying. What about Western Civ Day? What would that be? Why would that be better than either Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day? And what's wrong with Indigenous Peoples Day anyway? Paul Kangor has some ideas about that. Paul Kangor has ideas about everything. Go to our website to find out more about the Institute for Faith and Freedom, and we will be right back with Paul Kangor.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medved Show, speaking with Paul Kangor. He is a prolific author, writes regularly for American Spectator these days, is the author of many important best-selling books. One of my favorites is about the partnership, and yes, it was a partnership between Pope John Paul II and Ronald Reagan, two of Paul Kangor's and my heroes. And Paul has written a very provocative piece reacting to the fact that this week we celebrated, according to the President of the United States at least, Indigenous Peoples Day. And the story of Indigenous Peoples Day is now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim October 10th, 2022, as Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay, what did this mean? Because there was no repeal of the Columbus Day designation. So where do we stand in the war between Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day, Paul Kangor?
Yeah, well, they're trying to supplant it, and by they, I mean the kind of far left generally, and now even Joe Biden, who in yet another cultural example, seems to have thrown his one-time moderate Democrat bona fides out the window, just like he's jumped on the board of a lot of these sort of culturally crazy issues. And I should add here too that Joe Biden is Catholic. He's supposed to be Catholic, and there's no bigger group in America that celebrates Christopher Columbus like the Knights of Columbus. Every single parish in America. I was at the Knights of Columbus Hall, Michael, on Sunday for a Fall Fest picnic that we did at our local church, and you walk into the room, there's a giant picture of Columbus. These places are all like that. But dating back to about 1992, no coincidence, it was the 500th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of America, in places like Berkeley and elsewhere, the far left has been pushing to replace Columbus Day with something called Indigenous Peoples Day. And here comes Biden. Biden did this in 2021. He came forward and he proclaimed October 11th, 2021 as Indigenous Peoples Day. That was the same day that year as Columbus Day. And then he came forward this year once again. I guess it was October 12th this year. It's always the second, or it was October 10th this year. So it's always the second Monday in October. And he once again on Columbus Day proclaimed it Indigenous Peoples Day. So is he too trying to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day? It kind of looks like it. And I asked the question in my piece, what kind of a country and its people tear down monuments to their founder, to the guy who discovered it? I know Columbus wasn't perfect. Neither was George Washington. Liberals, brace yourselves, right? Neither was even Martin Luther King Jr., all right? All human beings are flawed. But this idea, biblical characters, Old Testament, New Testament, saints, right? They all have their flaws. But the idea that you would tear down and seek to replace the name of the man who literally discovered your country, it's absurd. But it's part of their whole goal of fundamentally transforming America.
Well, what they say is that he never lived anywhere near the United States. He never set foot anywhere near the United States. And he only made a few trips. On some of the trips, he took back slaves. They would indicate that Columbus really had a great deal to do with this whole new world of the Western Hemisphere becoming part of the European consciousness. But there were these wonderful flourishing civilizations that were here representing the indigenous peoples. And now are saying what we really need is something to celebrate Western civilization. What would Western Civ Day look like, and what would be some of the traditions that we could develop around Western Civ Day?
Well, let me back up a little bit. Biden in his proclamation actually celebrated, this is a direct quote, American Indians, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiians, of all things. I mean, I think Columbus was certainly a lot closer to the territorial United States than people in Hawaii were, right? I mean, I'd have to get out my compass and slide rule and calculator here, right? But I think he was closer to Florida than anybody in Hawaii might be. You're from out on the West Coast. The Aleutians, that's pretty far away from Florida. So you know, Biden here, in addition to being cognitively challenged, is a little geographically challenged. But once again, even if Columbus wasn't perfect, so what? I mean, he's the man who's credited for discovering America. And also, too, this idea, there's this kind of implicit suggestion here, Michael, that the Cherokees and the Comanches and the Apache and the Iroquois were all like idyllic, you know, living in harmony. They were never at war with one another. The main indigenous tribes in America had slaves, ladies and gentlemen. A number of them had black slaves.
Yeah.
Black African
and
slaves.
And there's still a dispute going on as to whether some of the descendants of those black slaves can be registered as members of the Cherokee Nation.
Because that's exactly right.
Yeah. But the point about Western Civ Day, and we just have a few moments left, what's the importance of coming back to honoring Western civilization rather than, as you say in your piece, chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western Civ has got to go?
Well, America and what we have is really the product of, you know, what's come to be known as Western civilization. I give the example in the article at American Spectator about college students at Indiana University in Bloomington, snowflakes melting down because this Dominican friar, you can't make this up, this Dominican friar appears on campus and they tweet out, be careful, there's someone walking around in KKK gear with a whip. And it's not a KKK guy. It's a friar holding a rosary of all things. But it tells you what they're being taught, right? They're being taught about race, gender, sexual orientation. They don't even know what a friar is of all things. And if they really went back far enough, they'd find out that, you know, the Benedictines and people like that built the universities in the West, right? You wouldn't have universities without people like this. And, you know, I don't mean to insult anybody, but the Iroquois weren't building universities, all right? You know, the monks in Western Europe were building universities. And I need not insult the Iroquois. I'm just saying, respect Western Civ, respect Christopher Columbus, but our kids are learning just the opposite, to tear down Western Civ and tear down Christopher Columbus, and the man in the White House right now isn't helping at all. He's making it worse.
That's Paul Kangor of Grove City College, Grove City, Pennsylvania. Read his excellent pieces. They're posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And to find out more about that great institution of independent learning at Grove City College, we'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As inflation continues to be near a 40-year high, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is speaking at the International Monetary Fund's annual meeting Friday, acknowledging the pressure inflation is putting on American families.
Working families are continuing to feel the pain of high inflation. Our administration is continuing to take a broad range of actions to boost energy supply, address housing constraints, and provide cost relief in areas like health care.
Republicans are continuing to blame what they call reckless spending by Democrats on inflation. Kroger is buying Albertsons for more than $24 billion. The supermarket giant will add Albertsons 2,200 stores to its nearly 2,800 store portfolio. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, every once in a while there is a documentary film that is unusual. I mean, that it takes a different course and a different emphasis than what you would expect. And that's the case with a film that I saw recently. It is actually going to be screened on Monday and Tuesday of this coming week. And with a Fathom event, that's one of those spectacular live theatrical events, and it's going to be all over the country. The title of the film is Patterns of Evidence, A Journey to Mount Sinai. And it's part one, because it takes a while to get to Mount Sinai. The film is written and directed and stars an investigative filmmaker named Tim Mahoney, who's a friend. And Tim, congratulations on the journey to Mount Sinai. Now, why is this only part one? What do people have left in the journey?
Well, what we're doing, Michael, is we are investigating multiple proposals. And there have been many people are familiar with the traditional Mount Sinai in the Sinai Peninsula, but there's been criticism that there's no real evidence around that. So we're looking at six different potential Mount Sinai locations, and this film starts with me being interested in a mountain in all places, Saudi Arabia. And I've been familiar with this for 20 years, but then I take a step back and I'm challenged and said, well, you haven't really looked at all the rest of the mountains or the evidence. And so I said, okay, let's do that. So in this film, we're going to be investigating what the biblical criteria is that we would look for if we were to find the true location of Mount Sinai.
Well, this is, of course, one of the most important locations in all of the Bible, because Mount Sinai, according to the book of Exodus and to the five books of Moses generally, is the place where the Old Testament, where the Bible originated. That was where God gave the tablets of the law. And the people first came face to face and heard the revelation at Mount Sinai. So wouldn't you think that people would have gotten a certain location in mind long before now? And one of the things that I found fascinating in your film, and I didn't realize it, is that it's not just one or two. There are five, six, seven potential locations, and what's fascinating is you show them on screen.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you asked a good question, Michael, that I've wondered about. And I think the issue has to do with at Mount Sinai, there was a covenant that was made, but it was a deal that the Israelites were making with God. And the question is, well, why would we forget where the location of Mount Sinai was, or how could that have been lost? Well, in the covenant, it said that if you do not keep God's promise, you know, to each other, to serve him and to obey him and to worship him, that God would punish the Israelites, and they would be cast out of their land. They would be destroyed as a nation. They would be scattered, and they would be persecuted, but that they would come back. And I believe that it's possible, this is even an example of God acting in history, that when that activity happened during the Babylonian era and the Roman era, when Israel was destroyed as a nation, that people were just trying to survive, and they weren't thinking about the location of Mount Sinai.
Okay, you have thought about it a great deal, and I should say the film is spectacular for not only introducing you to, a dozen of the most famous and acclaimed archaeologists and biblical historians in the world arguing about where this actual location might have been. No spoilers here at all, but in terms of people seeing the movie, what's going on Monday and Tuesday are special screenings through Fathom, and that's in how many theaters across the country?
We're in almost 900 theaters across the nation, and if people go to patternsofevidence.com, they're going to see Journey to Mount Sinai, and they can go to the location there. They'll see a trailer. They can also buy tickets, and they can put their zip code in to the website, and it's going to tell them which theater in their neighborhood has the film. And it's going to be on Monday, October 17th, and Tuesday, the 18th.
So that this coming Monday and Tuesday, which, as luck would have it, are actually major Jewish holidays that take us a little bit out of the picture. But one of the things that I found striking in the film is the recreation of actually some of the biblical verses. And for a documentary film like this, that's a pretty convincing pillar of fire and pillar of cloud that is actually guiding the Israelites in the universe. How'd you do that?
Well, we talked about it a lot, and we were trying to ask the question, well, what would it have looked like, and how could we have, visualized that? But I've learned that if you're going to basically get involved with telling the narrative of the Bible, it's helpful to show people what it might have looked like. My favorite scene, Michael, is the manna. It's so powerful to see this manna. I had to, also this my interpretation of how it came down. But, I'm from Minnesota, and I've seen these big flakes coming down, and this manna fell from heaven. So what did it look like? And we have a very powerful scenes of God providing for the Israelites in the wilderness with manna.
And then discussions by some experts and biblical archaeologists about what the manna actually might have been. So how much longer are people going to have to wait to get to the Patterns of Evidence, The Journey to Sinai, Part 2?
Well, these films have been created through donations, and if people want to help us make the next one. We've got a lot of it shot, Michael, and we're editing it right now. But we need help with the rest of the editing and the animation. So we're a nonprofit, Patterns of Evidence Foundation, and people can go to the same site, Patterns of Evidence, and help us, donate to finishing this film. But our goal has been, this is our fifth and sixth film where we're showing God acting in history through, I think, a unique approach, a scientific approach. We're looking for God in patterns, in archaeology and in the history of our planet. And we're seeing amazing patterns as we're going along here.
Yeah, and this is based on one very successful film that we've reviewed before, which was the first of this series. It was called Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. And basically going against that notion that had become popular with some recent scholars suggesting, well, there actually was no Exodus. This is a fascinating film looking at the proof. And again, the level of research and authenticity that is brought to this film when you are talking to literally the most famous and acclaimed archaeologists in the world, and you go to Cambridge University and other places to actually speak to them, it's a film that I think that anyone who's even slightly interested in the biblical account will find irresistible and fascinating, and congratulations on it. You will find links to the information on this movie, which is having special showings through Fathom on Monday and Tuesday coming up. Go to michaelmedved.com and look for the Patterns of Evidence indication. There are some very different films that are being released by Hollywood. We will also review them. One of them with Mila Kunis, and she's also one of the producers. It's called The Luckiest Girl Alive. Is she really? And then Halloween Ends. It is, believe it or not, the 13th of these Halloween movies. We will get to that one, too, on The Michael Medved Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And this is a very special Sabbath, not just for me and for our family, and it is, because our daughter Sarah is visiting us from New York, and that's wonderful, but it's also the Sabbath of the Jewish holiday, the Jewish festival of Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is also described as the season of our rejoicing. Hope that there is plenty to rejoice over this weekend. And one of the things that you do on Sukkot is you eat your meals out of doors in a, what people call in biblical language, a tabernacle. It's actually, it's a booth with a greenery as the ceiling. And it's a joyous way to observe the fall season, and one of those traditions that we deeply value. Speaking of traditions that are deeply valued, anyone have a great, deep, traditional commitment to the 44-year-old series of Halloween films? Well, there's one with the promising title, at least, of Halloween Ends. This is the latest from Hollywood. Okay, it's very complicated to go back all the way back to the beginning of time, 13 films ago, when John Carpenter originated the first Halloween film. And he was a brilliant filmmaker. He was very effective. He actually did some of the music for the film. Some of the music is used again this time around. And it went on and on and on with a extremely weakening, steadily weakening sequels and sequels and sequels. And then there was a reboot that came in 2018, which was called Halloween Kills. And there have been a total of three more new films, taking Jamie Lee Curtis, who was a star of the original film. Now she is a grandmother, and she is still dealing with Michael Myers, who is this fiend who emerges on Halloween to kill people sadistically. Okay, this is the climax. The children of the main character, Laurie Strode is the name of that character, have already been killed, but her granddaughter is alive, and she's trying to protect her granddaughter from hooking up with a local outcast kid who has become, alas, a disciple of the purely evil Michael Myers. Listen.
I was certain that I saw him watching me. You pretend like he moved on, but you're actually just obsessed with death.
What are you going to do when Michael comes back for you? Because he is coming.
But this time, something feels different. He's more dangerous. He killed my daughter. But tonight, I will kill him. It all ends now.
Okay, sounds like fun for the whole family. Listen, my wife and I still debate the value of Halloween, but there's no debate about the value-free nature of this film. It's awful. And it's, you feel like less of a human being after you come out from seeing it. I mean, there's, here's the best way I can explain it is that for a horror film, you're expecting gasps and people being shocked and maybe even screaming in the theater. All there was in the theater here was snickering. Laughter and giggles. And it is a ridiculous, ugly, hateful film. It is the third in a series from David Gordon Green's original reboot of the series, which was supposed to be a remake of the original Halloween film. But this one, about a town that nobody has left despite the fact that it is haunted by this monster, and then the eventual supposedly climactic interface between Jamie Lee Curtis and the monster, Rowan Campbell plays the tormented babysitter boy who begins with a mishap involving babysitting, don't ask, and goes on. One of the highlights of the film is an attack on a radio disc jockey who was assaulted and has his tongue sliced out on screen. It is rated R, of course, and no, it doesn't even rise to 2 stars. 1.5 stars for Halloween Ends. And I do hope that Halloween Ends could be a promise that they keep. The film, by the way, has 4 different screenwriters, which, when you're considering material of this nature, is hard to believe. I guess it's some kind of jobs program during the pandemic. The better film, if Halloween Kills, the previous film of the series, at least had some surprises and some filmmaking skill to recommend it. This one, no. The other film, big film released right now, it's on Netflix, and it stars Mila Kunis, who's an accomplished actress, and she's pretty good in the film. It's called The Luckiest Girl Alive, and she plays a stylish writer in New York who seems to have everything, including a hunky fiancé who is played by Finn Wittrock. And but she unfortunately is haunted by secrets in her past where she was victimized at age 14 in a gang rape and then later connected with that in a school shooting. This is what The Luckiest Girl Alive sounds like.
I'm working on a documentary about the incident at your high school. There are still so many questions that you've never answered.
People want to know, were you a hero or an accomplice?
Imagine what it's going to be like when they find out about what happened.
How could you not tell me about this?
I carried this horrible thing with me alone for years.
And it has built up this rage inside of me. I don't know what's me and what I have invented.
Okay, she doesn't know what's me. She doesn't know what's real. You won't either. The film is deeply confusing. There are all sorts of different flashbacks to different moments in her life. She is played, Mila Kunis, as a young girl by Chiara Aurelia, who really looks nothing like her. There are some appearances in the film by Jennifer Beals and Connie Britton and other hardworking actors and actresses. And the difficulty here is that virtually everyone in the film is so unlikable. And yes, it's very easy to feel sorry for the main character, but she is also self-punishing and to some extent self-hating. The entire project is based on a novel The novel, the screenplay was actually accomplished by Jessica Knoll, who was the author of the novel. And in a novel, you can keep straight the voyages back into nightmarish moments in the past. In this film, not so much. And it's tough to understand why it is that anyone, let alone the long-suffering fiancé here, who's handsome and rich, why he is sticking with a very, very deeply troubled young woman with all kinds of past secrets, which we won't share or spoil with you. It is on Netflix, and it is very much rated R, as of course is Halloween Ends. 2 stars for The Luckiest Girl Alive. And yes, the title is very much meant to be ironic, satiric, sardonic, in that range. Coming up, there are going to be more films that are coming up this week. And I do have to say one word, a little bit, about something else that's coming up this week, is the Mariners are coming home, and it is a great moment for the city of Seattle and will be a great moment if in tomorrow's game, and one can only hope, there will be renewed success and continued life for this extremely lovable and admirable team. And sorry about the 2 losses in Houston, but it's a best of 5, not a best of 3. So hope springs eternal. And hope for baseball and for your team. And we're all on America's team, and we should have only hope and good developments for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.